Excellences, mesdames et messieurs.
Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to proceed to the adoption of the draft report on the Islamic Republic of Iran. The troika for this report is made up of the representatives of the following countries: Mexico, Senegal, and Pakistan. I am now going to give the floor to the distinguished representative of Mexico, His Excellency Nasser Camacho, who will be introducing the report on the UPR for the Islamic Republic of Iran on behalf of the Troika. Thank you very much, Mr. President. It's a matter of honor for me to speak to this group representing the distinguished colleagues, permanent representatives of Pakistan and Senegal, who, together with Mexico, were the troika for this particular period. I'd like at this time to introduce the report prepared on the Islamic Republic of Iran, and let me begin by expressing my thanks and paying a special tribute for the constructive work, the responsible, serious, and dialogue imbued work that the delegation of Iran, headed by His Excellency Dr. Larijani, conducted themselves and tackled this process. The report for the Islamic Republic of Iran reflects the interactive dialogue that took place on the 15th of February, and it also reflects the participation of 53 delegations. And in addition, it contains the dialogue, the constructive spirit, which should always characterize this exercise, which is universal periodic review. This, in the opinion of the Troika, was not an exception to these principles by any means. It reflects also 189 recommendations that were submitted by the 53 delegations participating in the exercise. And I'd like to thank once again, Mr. President, I'd like to thank once again the members of the Troika, in particular the permanent missions of Pakistan and Senegal, and my own. Extremely grateful to the Secretariat for the work that has been done in an extremely punctual way, in a substantial way, and on the basis of the principles that we followed and that we have accepted in this exercise of the UPR, that once again the gratitude of the Troika to the Islamic Republic of Iran. And with this, I conclude my introduction of the report. Thank you.
Je vous remercie pour votre...
Thank you very much for your introduction and for the work of the Troika. Before we adopt the draft report, I'd like to recall to delegations that they have 2 weeks to make editorial changes to their own presentations. Any request for an editorial change must be sent by email to the Secretariat to the customary email address. All comments on the recommendations must be made here and now in the room. Are there any comments?
I see the distinguished representative of the United Kingdom. You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to thank the Troika for this report and for the explanation that's just been given by the ambassador from Mexico. And I'd like to just seek a clarification, because I'm bewildered by paragraph 92 of this report, which talks about a set of recommendations which Iran considers to be inconsistent with the institution-building text and or not internationally recognized human rights or not in conformity with its existing laws, pledges and commitments. Three of the recommendations which the United Kingdom made in the UPR examination